Landlords left with little recourse. The attractions for rental suite landlords to switch to Airbnbs are quite clear. Profit is only one. Perhaps even stronger for the landlord is to escape the Landlord and Tenants Act. The province is clearly at fault for letting this molehill grow into a mountain. For the landlord with a noisy, confrontational and non-paying tenant, the government offers only the most glacial response. The landlord, owner can be stuck for many months with no income, and often with damage to the property, waiting months for a telephone hearing. Small wonder many landlords have switched to short-term rentals. Both the tenant and the landlord require protection. At present, the irresponsible tenant has the upper hand. If BC seriously means to encourage a return to more conventional tenancy rentals, the Act must be rewritten, and ample enforcement staffing must be provided, to ensure that complaints by both parties can be heard in days, not months. Without these two obvious steps, the seriousness of government's commitment will be proven false. Gary Gaudette, Lanceville. We don't need 10 separate kingdoms. The healthcare system needs a full reboot, column, October 1. Who are our leaders afraid of that they lose the ability to talk with one another across provinces, and recognize that shared practices would go a long way to helping the public they serve? Why does each province have to be a separate kingdom? Canada is one country and a wonderful one at that, but our politicians cause a lot of embarrassment by contributing to the bureaucracy that has got us into the terrible healthcare mess we are now experiencing. Anne Maffey, Sonich, Political will, courage needed to fix healthcare. The healthcare system needs a full reboot, column, October 1. Lori McFarlane has clarified the high-level interventions required by the two levels of government to contemporize our ailing healthcare system. Dialogue from any number of individuals, both inside and outside the healthcare system, over the past several years have not succinctly identified these higher-level structural elements that must be overhauled and changed as McFarlane has done. It is timely and informative for all the key players to take note of them. Governments, provincial and federal, have been historically averse to taking on the changes identified as necessary by McFarlane. It will take political will, courage and some old-fashioned arm twisting to undertake these necessary and long-overdue revisions to the existing system if we are to emerge successfully from this quagmire of healthcare dysfunctionality. John Stevenson, Victoria. More effective, less cost if provinces work together. The healthcare system needs a full reboot, column, October 1. If I were to suggest that every province and territory should have its own army, 10 in total, people would think I was nuts. How can 10 armies defend the nation? Not effective and way too costly. But people seem to think it is okay to have 10 health systems to serve the national health needs. Vince DeVries, Ladysmith. Don't ask me to pay for the park's new sign. So now Pioneer Park has its name changed with no consultation with the public in Central Saanich. I hope the people responsible for this will be paying for the new signage, not us taxpayers. What an insult to the families of the pioneers who worked tirelessly to bring a much-needed school here in Brentwood Bay. Heather Keel, Brentwood Bay. Let's look out for our neighborhoods. Should not the duties of urban planners to be to maintain and improve their communities? When we first arrived in Victoria in 1970, we were amazed at the number of parks, green spaces and recreational facilities available. Since then, the population has tripled, but not the former mentioned facilities. We now have urban sprawl, ghastly traffic congestion from the Colwood crawl, not only massive development downtown but people calling for building in green areas everywhere. What is wrong with NIMBYism, and saying we don't want our neighborhoods destroyed? Many towns, cities and neighborhoods have demanded to maintain their status by saying no to development, and have succeeded. It is not unreasonable. G.R. Gregg, Victoria. We need compassion for other sentient beings. After reading about all the bear sightings in BC and how many are being killed year after year by conservation officers, it reaffirms how much we need to become better and more responsible stewards of Earth. Many wildlife species are being displaced because of the forest fires, lack of food, and of course the usual garbage issues that careless humans unfortunately still refuse to address. We can't just go around killing them all. As for the grizzly attack in Banff National Park, why was the grizzly that park's officials came across and killed not trapped first, and forensic tests done to determine if it was the bear in question? Also, there are still countless wildlife species being trophy hunted, trapped, and also shot from helicopters, as in the case of wolves and also the upcoming cull of fallow deer on Sydney Island. What is happening to humanity? Where is our compassion and respect for other sentient beings? We are in desperate need of a more peaceful and humane world. Otherwise, we risk wiping ourselves out as well. Anne Forbes, Victoria. When dogs run loose, problems for others. I love dogs. Anyone who knows me would not doubt that, but I have a problem with unleashed dogs in spaces where it is not allowed. I have been a dog walker in Langford for more than 10 years. Years ago, when I walked 5 to 6 dogs at a time, I avoided walking them on the trails near or at Langford Lake. Why? Because the great majority of people walking their dogs there would have them running loose. Then the owners of these dogs would yell, "My dog is friendly." That does no good at all when you have 5 or 6 dogs under your control. They get excited and want to engage, sometimes friendly, sometimes aggressively, with their new arrival, and it is hard to retain control. I laugh when dog owners say that their dogs are obedient when called by them. Most dogs, in my opinion, are not that obedient. I accept that if I go into an area where loose dogs are permitted, I do so at my own risk and so is the dogs that I am with. But I do not accept that the owners of dogs have the right to let their dogs run loose in areas where it is not permitted. You can fight for areas where their dogs can run loose, but respect the law and respect those owners or walkers who leash their dogs where required. One last point. Some people are scared of dogs, and yes, there are people who just don't like dogs. People should not have to be subjected to aggressive dogs or even friendly ones in areas where they should be leashed or under owner control. Ken Broadhead, Langford. A solution for Victoria will not work elsewhere. Victoria Mayor Marianne Alto is asking the province to create regulations for short-term rentals that are consistent across BC and enforced by the province. Alto's one-size-fits-all solution does not take into account the hundreds of rural vacation homes and B&B accommodation providers that are legally operating under regional and municipal official community plans and home occupation zoning regulations. Vacation rentals provide employment and revenue to rural homeowners and necessary accommodation infrastructure to support the tourism industry. Communities such as Souk have only one major hotel and are supplemented with vacation rentals throughout the Souk region. They are built by local contractors, inspected and approved by the local government, and are essential to developing and maintaining the tourism industry. Although rural communities share Victoria's housing problems, the answer will not be delivered by sharing their solutions nor being painted with the same brush by the provincial government. Mike Hicks, Souk. Send us your letters, email. Letters at timescolonist.com. Mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tyee Road. Victoria, BCV9A6X5. Aim for no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity. Provide your contact information.